Could you outline some of the ways you allocated time to the various aspects of your process?
From what I've understood from certain actors who have done musicals in Singapore, you know, we'll say, okay, we're going to do, we're going to learn the songs, we're going to do vocal work, then we're going to do choreo work. And then they're going to go into rehearsals, right, and put things together. Then I'll say, so when is the acting work? And they say, neat meh. So the way we did it, you know, because musical theatre was not, you know, our forte, was not in the forefront of what we were pursuing. Our strength was actually in, you know, the acting and the drama side of things, right? So obviously when I'm doing musical theatre, we're not going to abandon that, yeah? So we actually do spend a lot of time. I mean, you know, I think maybe there are not a lot of musical theatre pieces during rehearsal process. We'll ask actors, okay, you have to try and find an animal that you think it's, you know, suitable for this character, and then we're going to do some physical work, you know, finding certain quality in the animal's movement and spirit, and you know, the glow in the eyes that is relevant to creating, you know, something like the essence of the character. You know, I think a lot of musical productions probably don't go through that process, lah. Or, you know, doing training that, you know, is physically, you know, exhausting for actors just for the sake of, you know, breaking them down so there's no inhibition, where we can find something that's very much at the core of expressions for actors. So we actually do spend quite a bit of time, because I always say, you know, a lot of you, singing part is easy. The technical part of singing, carrying a tune, you know, hitting the right tempo, you know, having the right harmony, that's just technical. But what gives it life, you know, is actually what the engine, your core engine, pushing that. And that's got to do with characters' intentions. It's got to do with, you know, the creation of the characters. It's got to do with, you know, your capabilities as an artist to cut through all these, you know, kind of a layers of bad habits, you know, or even kind of facades that you comfortably hide behind with your bag of tricks. You know, how do we cut through all that? So because of that, I think, you know, and I feel that that was, for people like George, that was what he was looking for at that time. I don't know, I mean, you spoke to him, so I think for a lot of them, they were able to put down certain baggage and go back to the basics, because everybody starts from ground zero, you know, and re-explore and re-look at what that process is like, you know, how you could come about and attack this role that you have to do, you know, differently than maybe what you usually have to do if you only have half the time to do this.